Da chesam and aluf masnisim im bein hamoider hano moider hano chomer me moider Michael neder not giving hano is more stringent is more chomer than just a neder about not feeding a person. Teresa says regel sham moider hano is also the kind of slabesa person is moider hano from getting hano from somebody he's not allowed to enter his house but moider Michael is mutter but if he just took a neder not to get to eat from him then he will be mutter to enter the house. You can lend it out to somebody who took an edermah and not eating from you. It's only in a place where you do not rent such kalim out. Similar kalim out. If this type of kli gets rented out, we have an explicit mishnah in the Dorim. The also it's forbidden to lend to him to call hanosh im lo hehenehu zeh hoyim machaser berputa. Because any hanot which if you don't give to him, then the person that you're giving the hanot to will have to spend a puta on. That's hanos meichelhi. That's considered hanot for food. Why shall you ruya oisah puta liktos b'meichel? Because he can use that puta to buy food with. Gemara the Gemara, hal the inyan kalim shalisim hen oichol nefesh aser. It's aser apa moider meichel, even if it just took a neder about eating. If people mokum shayim askirin, even the place where you do not rent, halo kapti inchi va maik aser be moider hanon. Why is it aser even by someone who took a neder about hanon? Vitur dover shahayim vatel called him something which he would just allow anyone to do, me'inu makbelov and he does not care about. Masis in the Mishnah. Neder v'nedovo, Mefarish v'goril explained the Gomor, Neder is ha'omer hari alai oilo, this person says it's on him, oilo achar zman hefrisha, and later on he designates it, he's chai b'achriyusa, he is obligated to replace it. Nedovo, and nedovo is ha'omer hari zu, in a particular animal, v'lo kibla, alovi did not accept it upon himself. Gomor the Gomor, hola inyim balta achar v'afal gav v'nedovo b'kro balta achar luksi, but even though nedovo is not written in the pasuk, of Balta Acher, Homer Bina Levi Mesechus Rosh Hashanah Megzer Shava. We learn it out also to Balta Acher from Megzer Shava in Mesechus Rosh Hashanah. Esha Olav Chai Bachar Yusuf Hachi Darash Lei Lekro. This is the Pidrash on the Pasuk. Menir Tzoloi Nidroi Lekashiyas Chaper Behen. When he gets atonement from it, having nirtza, that's when it's accepted. Avol makamik abar before the atonement, lo nirtza, it's not accepted. Uba eizah karmen amarti lecho, and which karmen is Hashem telling us? But eisah she'alav, the one that's on him behind the alav, the crown, that's the word alav in the pasuk. My master, the alav, kabbalah sachrayis alav, that the word alav refers to accepting upon himself responsibility. Masis in the Mishnah, shtei re'ios b'yom echel on one day, or b'shneyam or 2 days, retufim, but they have to be consecutive. V'chein shalosh, so 2-3 is b'yom echel on one day, or b'shalosh yom retufim, or 3 days consecutively, o shtayim b'yom echel, be'achas l'mocher, or 2 on one day, and 1 the next. Gemar the Gemar, mishkav ha'moishiv shachav o yashav al gabe asar begodim zalzeh. He lies down or sits on 10 garments, one on top, which are one on top of the other. Kulan avos tatoma, all of them become an avatuma, v'afilu nonoga b'hem, even if he did not touch it. V'ilu noga b'dorvish enu mishka b'moshe, and if he touched in something which was not a mishka b'moshe, then enu elu rishon l'tuma, it's only rishon l'tuma, v'enu metama adam v'kelim, then they do not make a person or vessels. Tomei elu oichon l'mashkin, they will only make food or drink. Tomei. B'sfira shiva mishi yivsuk, when he stops, tzarech linu zayin nekim, he has to count zayin nekim, koidim shi yitzel, before he goes to the mikvah, v'imra zoyv, be'echa mehen, if he sees zoyv, one of those days, sasar kolaminuin, he undoes, annuls all everything he has counted up until then. Mina hani mili de shovein le tumo, ve'ein shovein le karmen, that they are equal, they have the same halachas with regard to tumo, but not equal for karmen. Mona hakasar shtayim ve'ishki yia zov mebisaroi, zovoi, tomehu. So the pasuk is Harish Tei Zivos Menuyos Kan Bekaro Tamei. There's two words of Zav being counted here, and they're calling him Tamei. Shalosh Bekaro Tamei Dechsev, because it's written V'zois Tia Tumas Tumasoi B'zoivoi Ro B'saro Es Zoivo Ohechnim B'saro M'zoivoi Harlecha Shalosh. That's three times he saw Bekaro Tamei. It's called Tamei Tumasoi. It's called it says Tumo Haketzan Em Mishtayim Tamei. If he's already Tamei by two, Lama Part Lecha Kasev Shalosh. Why did the Torah specify three, shtayim l'tuma, l'kol choymer tuma zav, to all of the stringencies of the tuma of zav, v'lo l'tuma l'chomura, but not a stringent tuma, elu kabal keri, ba'alma is just like a bal keri. Ro, shtayim, v'hari kvar, yorad, l'kol choymer tuma, he's already got all the stringencies of the tuma zav, u'mihil tzil, why took him out of that tuma? V'zav, v'mashma, mixa zav, is implying a little bit of zav. Lo yadan and kamar, Rius, high mixes that mixes the mashma high kro that's being applied from that pasuk lo yadin. Mikey, we don't know what it is. Or shalosh v'arba, maybe it's three or four. Or shtayim v'shalosh, or two or three. Lekashiyivsuk mazayv ein sarach litvul Kaidim Sphere, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah before he counts. Elam Shiavzik Gimna, when he stops seeing, he counts. Hochi Garcinum Tereskainim, this is the version Tereskainim. Mizobel Lom Mizobel Umeniglai, Shim Ha Yizov Umutzer, if he was both a Zov and a Mutzer, Upasak Mizov, and his Zov stopped. Below on the strap a diamond nigel, he hasn't been healed from his Tseras. Vesiper, and he counts the 7 days. Ain Urm Lo Ain Sphere Zum Nikios. We don't say, tell him that this counting was not called clean counting. Ad Shitar Afman Nigel until he becomes Tahar also from his Tseras. Elamayna Vahilak Miyad, he can count right away. Vahilal Lo Spheres Zov, and he counts for his counting of the Zod, Lukash Yisrapim Mitzaratim, when he gets healed from his Tseras, Gitzel Miyad, Tefillah Rishayna Shal Mitzari, he'll go to the mikvah right away for the first Tefillah of Mitzari, Vihi Oilolo Tefillah's Nigoy, Vizoyva, and he'll count for both his Tseras and his Zod. Vinitim and Latami, Mishkov and Moshev, he will then become Tahar, and he will no longer make Mishkov Moshev. Tuma Ulatami Klicheris Behesit, or to make a Klicheris Tami by moving it, Gitin Zov, like he would if he was still a Zov. Rafal Pisha Tserchle Sphere Shivel Tserato, I mean, he's going to have to count 7 days for a Tseras, like in the Chilas Kachim, in order to be able to eat Kachim, but Tfilo Shnia, and to go to the Mikvah again. The Chsib and Mitzera is written by Mitzera, but Rochatz Vamayim Vetihir, but Acher Yobo Lomacha, and the Yochshav Mechutzel Loholo, Shivas Yom, Bahoy Biyom Ashvi, Yigalach is called Saro, but Rochatz, Besaro, Espesaro Mayim, which is telling him he's going to the Mikvah twice and counting 7 days in between. Still, Ahani Tfilo Kamaisa Latarom Latami Mishkam, Moshev Klicheres Behesed. Still, the first Mikvah that he goes to will help him. They no longer gives off Mishkam Moshev Tuma, and also he does not make a Kli Cheres Tummy with Hesed by moving it. This is why counting was put next to Zov. Lalamdech with the teacher Sh'af Bishol Mixa Zov Tum Sphere. Even because of a little bit of Zov, he's still going to have to count. Limin Zov Al Shterius, the teacher says, that a Zov who sees twice is going to need 7 days of clean. Lo yehei ton sphere shiva bitmi. It's a question. Acher shemarter shtaim. After you said two. Vach yisin this diversion. Alo dinhu im mitamim mishkav amoishah b'shteir yisul two sings. Lechol chaimer tumazov. And he gets all of the stringencies of tumazov. Mehechen yismayt mispira. How's it going to be excluded from sphere? Daf from counting. Daf ches amid base. Shemeres yom kineged yom haray yom echad oshnayin besoch echad aser yom shebe nida lenida. Person sees once, a woman sees once or twice in 11 days between nida and nida. Moini yom echad, she counts one day but tefels bo bayom and she goes to mikvah that day. Tochiyah, that's going to prove our point. Shemitama mishkan v'moishah b'shvaitz v'shvaitz v'mesechaz nida. In the last sukkah of mesechaz nida, marbina lo we make in the conclusionary drasha. Maishna haim mezevos mezevos v'siper loy. Darshas like we made a drasha on that pasuk, the mix of zayv for some zayv lashmina to teach you the mix of zavin to unin sphere shiva that even a mix of zav still needs 7 nikim umha inyana shamina mina zav bal shteir eels the sphere and from there we learn out that a zav who has saw twice needs the counting umayshna hayim zayv lili and what's the difference with the earlier mizayv that the chesiv the gabi karmen which is written by karmen below darshas like mix of zayv lasuya zav bal shteir eels the karmen we do not make the drasha of mix of zav to include a zav of two re'ias that he needs a carbon, and mixes zavin dashes that we learned how some zavin the mukzmas lay abal shalosh re'ias. We said something about one who saw three times. When matzis mean they abal shtei re'ias, and we excluded one who saw only twice. Lishtach krami they umahechates on sphere, and where will we know that he has to count? The chid hema asim medino to liel of earlier kiddush matzis. We said imetam mishkav amoishav loy heiton sphere shiva. That if he's going to even go for mishkav moishav to him, of course he's going to need to count 7. Lo asit that's not good kavu chomer to hamarta because we said shmeres yom kedeg yom tochiyach that the din of shmeres yom kedeg yom will prove that's not true. Imkain lift of kerb chiyat tahar hazav lo boy mizayvay. We don't need the word mizayvay with the ksev. And once it's written chiyat tahar hazav lo ksev chiyat tahar stamo. And since in India's right v'chiyatar, therefore havidar shinan we make a drasha v'chiyatar min azov. Then he becomes tar when he becomes tar from azov. My mizoyvoy, what's the word mizoyvoy? Shemar minol lemitzus mix azov and tongue and spirit. You see from there that's coming to teach us that only a mix azov is already going to need shiva nikiyim. That's this in the Mishnah. Priyo prima begodav is calling you peru mishmi ripped uraisha you peru and his hair should grow out. Mucha l'acha shekol me hesker. After he's finished his hesker, benira boi simani tumo hamurin bo, and we find the simani tumo. Gemara the Gemara shiluach chutz l'chaimus air after the walls of the city. Betumo kol chaimur tumas hamuro b'mitzera all of the shkinchesis of the tumo said by mitzer. Menachani mila the aim priu primu b'muskar that there's no pri and prima by tzeras muskar. Dumo galin l'rachman b'mulcha. Perhaps the Torah revealed to us the lachas of pri and prima by mulchad. But who adin l'muskar and applies also to muskar because the amar to lenin tumo as we said with regard to tumo. Becoming tahar from hesker. And he did not become a matzur muchat, and that's where this pasuk is written. And at the end of the pasuk is written, therefore, midelo kasev yitaher lishna demei karahu. Therefore, it's showing that he was tahar already. He was ready before he went to the mikveh. He was already tahar from some of the tumas, the stringencies of the tuma by mitzur. Gabi. Zov dechsev b'sef taharosel when he's at the end of where he's coming tar v'tiher ma tar meikar amarta be it says v'tiher what tar original tara are you going to say by him ella al karchach you're forced to say tar yeh mikan haba he's going to be tar from now on from what milatamik klicheres behesed from giving off tuma to a klicheres an earthenware kli through moving it the afal gav she tefilosel b'yom even though she went the tefil when it was by day the imra akar tefilos boy b'yom and if he sees again that day. After he went to the mikvah, he susser es hakol and knocks everything off. And he's going to give off retroactive tumas mishkav and moishav, as we said in the parakei tzitzelim in Maseches Pesachim. V'kolshkein adam is certainly a mitamah person. Even so, mahanyan le'tfilo, the tefila does help him. L'tamik l'cheres shehistit. That he's no longer going to give off tuma to a klicheres which he moved. Beim tefila l'riyu, and he moved that klicheres between his going to the mikvah and his next scene. And this is the drush on Taras Kainim. Veneer Be'enai, Rashi says it seems to him, the Hodan Darshinan Le'betihir Melatamik Klicheres, that which you make the drush of the Tihir with regard to Klicheres Tumov Hesed, Medikis Vinu, Lahai Kro, Basa Kro, Asher Yiga Bohazov, since that Pasuk is written after the Pasuk of Asher Yiga Bohazov, the Nafkalamine Hesed Klicheres Lazov, which is where we learn out the moving of a Klicheres by Zov, Ve'enlecha Oy Tomish Metamik Klicheres Behesed Elohu, and there's nothing other Tumov which makes the tumah and the klicheres through moving it, except for resolve. Hachanami v'tir de mitzera v'mitzera tahar hashda melatami b'biyu. It's talking about now from becoming they no longer make gizof tumah just entering the house. Mucharim mitzera shetetama adam uv v'kelim hanichnasim imul abayis. And the stringencies of the mitzera that will make a person and kelim tummy if they go into the house together with the mitzera. Shafilu chozer hamispachas even the sechos vaku pasul and spreads and it makes become some still tar they're going to be tar k'tichsiv it's written in pasul tifsa hamispachas ba'ar ahani le'tvilo is when it may start and someone who's tar becomes tame as it says k'tichsiv in pasul tifsa hamispachas ba'ar still ahani le'tvilo tar is a kelim habon imo labayis it's still going that when you went to the mikvah it helps to keep the kelim tar that were in with that were in the house with him. Because you need this because the mitzvah makes something tummy just by walking into the house. The tiny mitzvah is kind of, because we have a bris in Torah's kingdom, Zoy Satarej Lachon Negat Tzeras, Lenesach Lutzeras Abegad Lubayis. Ma Bayis, Metame Bibiyak, just the house becomes tummy with going into it. Avkulon also everything else is Metame Bibiyak, comes tummy with his going into it. Asherbo Mashma implies Misha Tzeratu to lead to muscle begufu, someone whose Tzeras is dependent on his something change in his body, meaning she calls Mashal and Serapa Mimendu tummy, so long as the Tzras hasn't gone away. He's tummy. V'hainu muchlat. That's a mitzvah muchlat. The gabi tara delay ksiv because by his tara it says v'hinei nirpa nega had tzras. And that's true. They got better. Yotzim muskar is excluding a muskar should the muscle be made hesker because his become his tumas dependent on the days that he's locked up. Shimu yimsel b'yoyim shvii. If on the seventh day the gears will change. That simani tumo they don't find any simani tumo in him, which is seir lovin opision either right here or it's spread. Then. Yitaren, and they're going to make him tar. The afal pishin nago, shil nago, omid alav, even though the nega is still there. Kol yimei asher ha-nega, shiluach ksiv v'haikro. Sending him out from the walls of the city is written in that pasuk, l'chutzal machon emol shavod, he's supposed to sit and live outside of the camp. Yimei kol yimei, midhavel in michtav yimei, should have written yimei, v'ksiv kol yimei, and instead wrote kol yimei. Ein mein tar l'mitoch hesker b'yimei rufu osoy, while he was being healed. Even though there's the karbonos of an asham and also log shemen miu, however, hocham biyom tai rosa b'rosahu. The Gatani said that when he's coming to her and being healed, below ari b'karbonos shehem b'shmini is not referring to the karbonos that come on the eighth day. V'hini nirpa v'ksib masrei is written afterwards. Shnei tziporim chayos tahers, the two living pigeons v'gilachas kol sarah needs to cut all his hair. Masnitz in the Mishnah Svarmt, which is term Nevi Miksum is referring to all the Sefer Tanakh. Ashur is Loshon HaKodesh, is Loshon HaKodesh. Actually, he's talking about the language more than the ksav here. We'll see in the Gemara. Af besvarim lo hetir lahem lashon achar chusam lashon hakodesh. No other language is permitted except for lashon hakodesh. Eli yivanis the Gemara before time. The Gemara will explain why yivanis is different. Gemara the Gemara. L'tayfer meginin kol sefreim l'sum megillion. All of their sefreim were written in a gillion, which is like our sefer Torah. V'alach l'moshim esinai hu betfilin l'mezuzah l'shiyu tfur megidin. And it's alach l'moshim esinai that tfilin l'mezuzah needs to be written, that needs to be sewn together with sinews with gid. V'besefer Torah nechlek u'mesech smakos. And by the sefer Torah, this is machlekes u'mesech smakos. B'sefer Torah shetofer b'pishin. And we have a sefer Torah which is sewed with flax. Now our mission is being said to go like the one who held that it would be possible in such a case. You have a sefer which is written in Lashon HaKodesh, which you're supposed to write it like in Lashon HaKodesh. Still, Lashon Arami, you wrote it in Aramis, Aramaic. You should have written in the Torah. Targum, for example, Yagar Sahadusa by Lavan and Yaakov. Kosel Mikra Galay, Ukugoyin Targum. Ksav shal Daniel v'Ezra, and also the Targum, which is written in Daniel and Ezra, you wrote in Lashon HaKodesh. Ksav iri ol shal Loshina es Loshon, or you didn't change the language of Loshina es Ksav. You changed the writing, the alphabet. Shekosel b'Ksav shal Eber Hanachar, you wrote in the Ksav of Eber Hanachar, Mesechah Sanhedrin, Mesechah Sanhedrin, Kari l'Ksav libuna'o. Ad sheyichtavu Ashuris, Ksav Ashuris, hu Ksav shalon, that's the Ksav Ashuris, is our Ksav that we write in our Stam, our Sifrei Torah, Mezuzahs, and Tefillin.